drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina, love me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Early drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Hi. Welcome to our first podcast of 2016.
Yeah, a month. We've been lazy and sick, and sorry, we haven't been podcasting every week like we hope to. But we have multiple guests tonight.
We have multiple guestesses. Wow. And in case you hear children screaming, well, it is Fairly Drunk Parents, and there are children around.
And we've had multiple drinkses tonight, too.
Some of us have had more than others.
Now, our first guest tonight hails all the way from 20 blocks away.
20 blocks west.
She's known for her excellent cooking, her stupendous parenting skills.
My sizable chest.
That too. She's got a rack.
Her sizable heart.
Aww.
Aww. Her everlasting friendship.
And her wonderful daughter that she's holding right now in her lap. Yeah. Welcome, Kathy, to the podcast.
Woo!
You may
want
to actually speak into the microphone.
Woo!
Your daughter looks like she enjoys eating microphones.
She's eating it like, like an
metallic
ice cream.
Taste.
Oh, and there she goes.
Okay. Go have some fun.
There she goes. Oh.
Go annoy the dog.
Hi, what do you want to say?
I got to say that Evan loves no one.
Evan loves no one? What? No,
that's not true.
She's lying.
No, wait.
Yeah?
Evan only loves Lauren? Well, that's fantastic.
Okay, go away,
so,
kids.
So Evan and Lauren are
this
my children.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Let's guest talk. Let's
yes.
talk.
And what do you want to talk about today, hostess?
Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, everybody's Christmas.
Christmas episode.
Okay.
Yours episode. Combined in one.
Do you have to be a Christian to have Christmas?
No.
What a good question.
I've seen brown people have Christmas.
I'm sorry, what? What did
I've
you
seen
just
people
say?
Of multiple races have Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes, I hear you on that. Yes.
Even though you think they're praise
Allah
and whatever else, but no, they have decorated houses and Christmas trees.
Uh-huh. Do you think they're doing that to fit in, though?
Yes.
They're doing it to fit in?
Yes.
And feel comfortable?
Yes.
In
and
our society?
Free gifts. What other religion gives you free gifts on a
Jewish?
Judaism. They do it on 8 days. I mean, what skin
that's
flint
right.
invented Christianity
exactly.
and Christmas? One fucking day of presents.
So is that one present per day?
Yes.
Like 8
yes.
days of presents?
Yes, 8 days
yes,
of presents.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
I didn't get 8 presents, though. Maybe I'm going to switch. I want to change religions to Judaism.
So I would get 8 crappy presents from you instead of 4 crappy?
No,
so
I can wear a yarmulke to cover up my bald spot.
Oh!
Oh!
But she can't see that from the position she's usually in bed.
This is true.
Yes.
Facing the pillow, I can't see your bald spot.
Unless I'm getting pegged, then you can see it.
Come on.
How did we get from Christmas to this, honestly, people? Honestly.
This is the way it goes.
Honestly.
Christmas is born because Jesus is born because Mary
yes?
had some miraculous baby, miraculous God penis inside her.
Oh,
when she was sleeping,
really?
She didn't know
really?
It at the time.
Really?
But
did you ever go to church?
God was,
honestly,
God was like this small.
Really? Did you
so
ever go to church?
She
didn't wake
her
up. Understand? Really?
So we got inseminated by
no?
God
okay.
and
yep.
made this baby Jesus kid.
Yep. Yep.
Who was a terror when he was
oh,
younger?
Oh, stop it. Okay.
You never hear about him when he was a baby.
You
all
don't.
Of a sudden, he's like
30-something. Absolutely, 100%. You do not hear
exactly.
about him when he was
he
a baby.
Did
some,
he go to
when
now,
he was a
priest.
When he was a toddler.
A teenager.
Right.
You know, drugs.
Yes.
Did he listen to
Do you think
the
they
Judas
had
priest?
Drugs back then?
Goth.
I don't think
goth
they had drugs
black
back
hair,
then.
The piercings.
So my son wants to interrupt. Yes, son.
Oh. Hi.
Oh.
There
well,
we
thanks,
go.
Evan.
He just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Would you like to say something, Gwen?
No.
Yep,
oh,
she
wow.
is a baby. Yep.
Stay in the office
that's
as
right.
always. It's
that's
awesome
right.
when a 7-year-old tells you obviously shit.
So how was your Christmas, Kathy?
It was very good. It was very busy. Yeah. We had a lot to do.
Lots of family stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst,
on Christmas Day, at my parents' house, we did a whiskey tasting.
Oh, where was my invitation?
Oh, I like that.
It was great. Oh. We opened seven bottles, different bottles of whiskey. So we did five Crown Royal.
Straight or rocks?
Straight. Because it's a test. It's a tasting, right? So you need to be able to get the pure taste. Yeah. And so we did the El Cheapo Crown Royal.
And your mother drinks like incessantly.
We did like the black Crown Royal, the maple Crown Royal.
Maple? Oh, yeah.
The maple, no, the maple one's an older one.
Oh, okay.
Not a good fan of, it wasn't that tasty, to be honest.
Yes, son.
Yeah.
And then we also did the new Crown Royal, the Golden Harvest, the one that won the award recently. Okay. That's the best. That's the best whiskey in the world.
So was it?
It was really nice. Yeah, we do good. But the best one, I can't remember the name of it right now. But it was the most expensive. It was the most expensive. Okay. The most expensive one was actually the smoothest tasting.
Yeah.
And I didn't cough at all drinking that one. And then we drank two different kinds of Canadian Club.
Okay.
Was it Canadian Club?
That's whiskey.
CC? Whiskey as well. Yeah. 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 And we had two of those. And then we decided it was time to have some ginger ale. And then we opened up four different kinds of vodka. Oh. So we had blueberry vodka, a coffee vodka.
Okay. Was that Van Gogh stuff?
Sorry?
Van Gogh?
No, it was some local place. Okay. A dragon something or other. It's pretty interesting. And there was two other flavors of vodka. I can't remember what they are right now. Yeah, so it's
Brought all the alcohol?
My mom.
Mom.
It's all at my parents. It's all at my parents. Right on. But real, I don't know if we.
I can't deal with my children. I need a drink when I'm around them.
Well, not like that. But we were just like trying different stuff, and you know. So yeah, we did that. That was an interesting afternoon.
You did something similar with ice wine one year.
We did ice wine a couple years ago. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Get some more of that. That's good.
Yes,
that's
like ice wine sweet, is beautiful. It's good. That's if I had to choose any alcoholic drink, if I was stuck on a desert island and I could only bring one alcoholic drink with me, I would ice wine. Ice DQA wine number one. No,
from here, from British Columbia, because hello.
So you have a choice between drinking water on this desert island or
ice wine.
You drink ice wine.
Ice wine.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, life is going to be over.
Well, I would just get a.
You're going to be rescued, right?
I would just make a bowl of some sort out of leaves and catch rainwater. So there's the water.
So what would you name your ice wine?
What would I name the ice wine?
Yeah, if you needed a companion, like Wilson.
Like
in
Wilson?
Castaway?
Castaway?
What would you name your ice wine?
I don't know, man. Whitey? No, because that sounds like too much like a kid. That sounds too much like a kid. Because kids are whiny, right?
Yeah.
That's why you went to the desert island, get away from your kids.
No, right? I have no idea. Exactly. I cannot answer that question
nice
right now.
Desert island, isn't that so nice?
I don't know if it would be nice.
Oh, for a little while.
I don't know. Okay, a little while, yes. Little while. But then I'd get bored. Then I would get bored.
Yeah.
I would need some interaction.
Yes.
Can't do it by myself.
No,
there's some loud banging going on behind us. I don't know what that's all about.
Somebody's door is getting it.
Not the good kind of banging.
No.
Really? Okay. So, a dad's coming up.
One of the dads is coming up.
What's going on?
Oh, he gave the finger. He waved the finger at them.
Stop it and waved his finger. And now he's
there
on baby
are just,
duty.
Because there are just some... parent moves that we all do. We may not realize, there are some sayings that we all say that we don't realize.
And in your middle of it, you're like, and "Crap, my mom."
That's what my mom
is.
Exactly.
And then you go and do it anyway because it was
exactly.
Finger.
Exactly.
I hate when I do that when I channel my mother.
I'll tell you a funny story. Christmas Day, funny story. So, we were talking about how our kids got a lot of presents, and how this year they were really good about not whining about what they got or not being ungrateful for what they got. And so it reminded my dad of a story when I was six or seven for my birthday. I had a birthday party. And I was unhappy and ungrateful that I did not get a party bag, a loot bag. at the end of the party.
Oh, and it was your party.
It was my birthday
party. That's unheard of. No. Oh, your party. Oh, yeah.
My birthday party. And so the loot bags go to the other kids,
yes,
right?
But, yes. Yeah.
But I'm sure I was very upset. Yeah. And honest to goodness, I actually remember that party. I remember the party because that was the first time my dad threatened me with the belt.
Oh. The belt.
That
leather,
is how
leather
bad.
Belt?
That is how. Yeah, a belt. That's how
did
bad.
Did he smack the belt in front of you to show you how much
you're
going
to
hurt?
No,
just a threat. Just a threat. Just
the threat was enough to pull me back in line. Oh. And so my sister, who's a year and a half younger than me, she's like, I remember that. Oh. So obviously my tantrum was enough to.
Yes. Epic.
It was impressive epic. Enough, you know. And you remember these kind of things, right?
Yeah.
So
did
I don't, you know.
Did you get threatened with a belt, Angela?
No, no. I didn't get
not until you're older?
Ever. No, I was never threatened with a belt, but I was spanked.
Yep. Oh, I was spanked. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I never
open hand.
Belt, just an open hand.
See, my dad spanked me, and then my mom would use the wooden spoon.
That was.
Wooden spoon, man. Give me five.
Around the house with
give
it.
Me five. Wooden spoon.
My
absolutely.
Mom, yep. My mom threatened, but the worst was getting spanked and spanked in front of friends. Like, she didn't care.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Sucks to be
that's
you.
That's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing.
It hurts more than the spank.
For sure. Yeah, it's not the physical pain. Yeah.
But nowadays, you like the spank.
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now.
Wow. And it's all about Kathy. Do you like being spanked?
Not
answering.
Not that kind of podcast.
Not that kind of podcast.
This is
so
every kind of podcast.
This was one guest. This was one good guest. Yeah. Yeah. So who's next?
Who's the next?
Who's the next guest?
I think we'll bring your husband up.
Oh. Okay.
My husband?
Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Robert John!
What? Robert, you've been summoned.
He just said, oh, God.
He just said,
we need some hold music.
Dun, 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 dun.
James Bond?
Dun, 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 dun. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Where can we catch you at?
I don't know.
Home? West Cloverdale.
Facebook.
West Cloverdale.
Twitter. Cloverdale. All right. See you there.
All right. So, our next guest has taken the hot seat, and boy, does he look pleased.
That seat looks hot with him in it.
And he looks so fucking pissed off.
Okay, we have Robert, wife of Kathy.
Yeah, that's
right. Now he looks even less pleased to be here.
I haven't had nearly enough to drink to
no.
be doing this.
No. So quickly, say something nice about him. He's a police officer.
Robert, he's police officer. He enforces the law. He keeps our streets safe. Or used to, but he doesn't do that anymore. He's like CSI now.
I'm basically a glorified garbage man.
No.
Garbage man. But he has awesome garbage, though.
He's the guy. He's the guy from. Shit. Never mind. No.
David Caruso.
Yes. With his sunglasses.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He's not that good.
I guess decapitated.
David
I guess
Caruso.
You could say he died from a cutting remark. Bam.
Yes, that right, describes Robert.
I don't have anything.
I'm just gonna go see to whatever that noise is.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got those awesome sunglasses.
Oh, is that Lauren? Oh, okay.
There's some pretty bad memes going on about that guy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to that. Anyway.
So.
That funny parenting story.
Or how was your Christmas with the kids?
Christmas was delightful. The kids were good.
You had a whiskey tasting?
We had some whiskey tastings.
You partake?
I laughed very hard at my little. He's only a couple years younger than me. My brother-in-law, he was trying to drink the whiskey, and he made a noise like a deflating tire.
What?
He would take a sip of it, and he's like... Yeah, that. Well, aside from the farting noise, but yes.
Old as whiskey?
He's not what you would call a
cultured
real man.
No.
You know. Sorry, yeah. Andrew. Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
he's a girly boy.
He's a girly boy.
He's
yes.
a girly.
He's a girly boy.
Boy.
No, but I mean, it was really good. I mean, I don't know if Kathy told you about them. They were delicious rice.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like fantastic.
Crown Royal something was like
the
best
the
one.
Award winner was the most expensive one. Was
I
lived up
think,
to it.
I really didn't think that was the best one.
Oh.
No, I,
Oh, infighting. Uh-oh.
It was good. Uh-oh. Don't get me wrong. I mean, free whiskey is free whiskey,
exactly.
Right?
Kathy has a look on her face.
No, she doesn't. Keep going. Go
but,
on.
Yeah, the other one, the last one that we had, I can't remember the name of it. It was not the Crown. It was...
it was a club? Canadian Club?
Canadian Club. That was fantastic.
Evan. Keep going.
That's yeah. My wonderful Road Scholar son who's running around with a fart gun.
Evan, Evan, bring me that
your wonderful son. Let's
play with your eldest daughter.
All right.
Yes.
Anyway, keep going.
But yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
It was fantastic. We had a lot of liquor.
Everybody got wasted?
Well, I wouldn't say everybody.
Oh, I didn't even talk about what we ate for dinner.
Oh.
Dinner, right? Oh, what's after dinner?
We had cow. It was still mooing. It was delicious.
Oh, it was quite rare.
It was very rare, yes. My father-in-law. Wow.
All right.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, wow. You know.
We thought you'd be a great guest. But
hey, don't blame me. It was your cooking that brought this on, okay?
Oh, that was mine.
Angela did the cooking?
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
We both know who wears the apron in this family.
That'd be Gwen. Gwen got a super cute apron from my grandma.
We're talking about a nice dead cow. He was talking about me.
Yes. Wow.
I like cow.
Okay.
With udder and everything.
It was delicious. Yes. Better than they usually try to service the tongue of the cow, and I'm just like, I'm not into that.
No.
You know, if I want tongue, I know where to go.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, baby. Chips and gravy.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by cow? Like steaks or what?
Oh, roast. A giant ass roast.
Oh, they walked a cow into your house and slaughtered it right in front of you.
It was a roast beef the size of your ass. It was that big.
Oh, that was big.
I don't know. Is that a compliment or a...
But unlike your ass, it tasted good.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah.
And Robert would know.
Yeah. Awkward. Anyway, yeah, it was a good Christmas. The kids were good. Family was good. Except for, you know, the littlest one who went into a complete... epileptic meltdown when we wouldn't let her play with a certain thing.
She is 16 months old, just so you know.
Yes. Unlike her mom, she
you do
has
that
an
and
excuse.
You're like almost 40.
Shut up.
What?
So New Year's, what did you do for New Year's? We didn't get this information from Kathy.
For New Year's?
She was withholding.
I sat in the office in the city in which I work, and I waited for people to stab, / shoot, / run over, / puree, / Cuisinart each other. And
what? It was a pretty quiet night, though.
Well, I was... Yes, thank you, my son. That was wonderful.
Sound effects brought to you by the Minions fart gun tonight.
No, I was actually surprised. I was fully expecting somebody to fall into like a blender or something over New Year's, and nothing happened. It was fantastic. I got to sit in the office and, you know, stuff my face with chocolates and cry about my life.
If you have to work on New Year's, that sounds like a pretty good way to do it.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. Yeah, I was coming back to the office and pulled over some chick doing 140 in a 60 zone.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's a nice ticket.
We had a little. I didn't give her a ticket. It was New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Some of us cops are not dicks.
Aww. Did she show you her boobs?
She did not.
No boobs?
I would
no
not have wanted showing. To see them anyways. Let's just leave it at that. But, yes. Yes. So, yeah, it was good.
Right on.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I mean, aside from living in this
we had
fantastic
plans.
Castle.
We had plans for friends to come over last night with our kids.
With their kids.
And one of them got sick, so we had all this food that we had.
Sounds like
ready.
They just hate you guys. That's what it sounds like to
well,
me.
Well, we got to speak quietly because the husband is in the other room.
Oh, my God.
He's right behind
but
us.
I thought he was still
he's
passed
right
out.
Oh, but, oh,
here's how are you awake? You drank your body weight in liquor. That's not normal.
Yeah, so we didn't do anything last night.
Oh.
We watched TV.
Drunk.
We didn't get
I
drunk.
I don't remember
we had
last New Year's
coffee.
I was sober.
Yeah, I know. It's been, I don't remember.
I had a glass of wine, he had a beer, then we had coffee because we were going to fall asleep.
Oh.
And then we have a Bailey's in it.
We watched the Disney World.
Yeah, welcome to every other parent's world, right?
For New Year's.
And then we watched, so for the first time, Vancouver had a New Year's.
Oh,
in about
yes.
like 10 years.
No Fun City had some fun?
They had. They had fireworks down there, and so we watched the countdown, and then their horrible camera work because it's a fucking joke.
They cut to a shot of the actual fireworks, and they cut to a shot of, like,
buildings where you can barely see the fireworks behind it. Like,
yeah, or this big building and there was some fireworks behind it. Like,
camera work brought to you by Cougar Canyon Elementary.
Yeah, you know, like honky tonk town sometimes. We're really not the cosmopolitan city that everyone wants to think we are.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a little sad.
Well.
But whatever, it is what it is. It's fine.
What about that earthquake the other night?
Hey, there was an earthquake.
Earthquake, yes. Yeah. I thought I was just good in bed.
I was just.
Hey, you weren't even naked.
I actually thought it was you giving it to your wife again. You know, the last time you did that, my house was shaking. And we live like 20 miles a month. It's ridiculous.
No, I was on the phone with you at that time, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Saying
a
little to the left. Yeah, right there, right there. Perfect.
He needs all the direction he can get.
Well, I was resetting my foundation so I could use the vibrations, right? Everything's good, though.
Yes, we were in bed, not naked. I was rolled over, snoring.
It was a 4.3 magnitude.
Anywhere from 4.3 to 4.8. They keep changing it a little bit. A
couple hundred miles away from us.
Yeah, between us and the island. It was off the island, wasn't it?
Yeah, Saanich, I think.
I just finished a swing shift. I was downstairs playing video games and drinking liquor. And I thought, wow, shit, these 3D graphics, they look really real. That's fantastic.
You've done a really good job with this game.
I'm like, oh, why is the bookcase falling down? Uh-oh.
Maybe it's not me. And then it was over.
Just like a lot of another.
Exactly.
Of my
it was
life.
Quick,
it was
violent, 6 seconds. So basically like sex with my husband.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, who told you?
That's a compliment to you, though.
I'm usually asleep for that. So yeah,
well.
I
was going to say, if you're awake, he's done something right.
How do you turn this recording thing off?
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
So, that was our earthquake for, I don't know.
2015. We haven't had one in like...
It's been a while.
Decade. Like a decade.
Was it the last time he gave you an earthquake?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. 2014, I think. I've never seen you blush before. This is fun.
This is fun.
That's awesome.
You have tremors every single time.
Yeah, but that's from the appliances, not from you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's because my underwear shifted in my pants or something.
Hey, you can buy underwear now with those things built in, eh?
I heard that.
Fantastic, and then you get Frank
the
remote.
Bought me that.
What is that?
Bro code?
What?
Underwear that...
You know, for a woman.
Uncensored podcast.
I'm just saying, if we gave you the remote when she's at work or taking the kids to school, you know, she drops them off and all of a sudden the car drives into a tree, it'd be fantastic.
It comes with a remote that you can keep. So you push the remote, you don't know where I am during the day. And
exactly. Woo! You just hook it up to one of those little remote car starters that's got like a 4 kilometer range and you're fine.
There we go. I get off, the garage door opens and closes.
You come home and the house is like, down to the top floor has been broken and windows are falling out and the fart gun's made an appearance. So have you made any resolutions for this year?
Nothing exciting. I resolved to eat less junk food, like hamburgers and fries and stuff like that.
I resolved to not make any resolutions because I break them every year and feel like a shit by January 5th. So
I resolved to sleep more.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's
a tough
one.
Kathy, that. Kathy.
Oh,
yes, Kathy.
What is your New Year's resolution?
Not to fuck up as much as I did last year.
Oh. Fantastic. Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm not aware of any fuck-ups.
Oh, she's teasing the little mistress.
She looks so cute in that rocking chair.
Oh, it's bottle time for a little. Oh, look, they're running after the bottle.
That's awesome. If only they were that easy to manipulate through the rest
your
of their lives.
Just so...
Unfortunately, they're not.
All right, time for our next guest.
You're being kicked out. Unceremoniously kicked out.
Bye bye. Nice to see you.
Oh, we can reach Rob at.
I'm a
leavemethefuckalone.com.
Just try and shoot someone and I'll be there.
Okay. Good to know.
Shoot someone in like the Surrey area and he'll show up.
Oh, he said the town. Shh.
Whatever.
X-Men on the off-day.
All right. Up next. In the hot seat.
Uh-oh.
The hot seat of
da-da-da.
Gloria. Glory.
It's probably only hot because
Rob farted
in it.
The built-in dildo. How's that feeling, Jason?
Jason, you're up.
Hello. Feels fantastic. How are you doing?
Much better now that you're in the seat.
Aww. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.
So what brings you to our hovel tonight?
Food sickness.
Yes. Jason's wife was unable to come tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm flying a bit
solo
with the kids
tonight.
Why
are you cold?
She came in from outside. Okay.
Yes, his wife.
We have dead air on the podcast.
No, dead air. No.
There's no air.
No, by now that's all replaced with flatulence.
Flatulence gun.
So, yes, you were flying solo to light because your lovely wife is not feeling well. She's just at home recuperating. So you're here doing parent duty with your two boys.
That's right. That's right.
And
so is it easier parenting by yourself or with someone else who might contradict your parenting?
No. It's skills? A lot easier to parent with Lisa around because she does all the parenting.
So you're the fun dad.
Yeah, kind of. Sometimes, yeah.
So how was your Christmas?
I had a great Christmas. We got to spend some time with my family.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Some people don't care.
Met his family. It's a good thing. They're nice people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You don't know what that's like, but trust me. And I don't know what that's like, but
yeah,
nice
I know. We're very lucky. We both get along well with our in-laws, so
yeah,
for the most part. Nice. We get along with our in-laws as well as we ourselves get along with our parents. So that's the pattern. So
good family life there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Isn't it?
So basically, I want to shoot him right now.
Yeah, he's just sweet.
Push him downstairs in that chair.
I know. That's okay.
It's got wheels on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Christmas Day was. You were at the you were at your parents on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day.
We went on Christmas Eve day because my father was going to be busy working on Christmas Day. So since he was working, we did that stuff a day early. We had best Christmas dinner with the family, with my sister, my parents. And we opened some presents, and the kids had some stuff done early there.
Nice.
I know this is really exciting for your podcast.
Thanks,
but
hey, it's what everybody's Christmas
is. Did you get any gifts that stood out?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Did you get any gifts that stood out?
Any gifts that stood out? Yeah, I got a Millennium Falcon remote control drone.
Oh, sweet.
Which we charged up, and my son got another RC drone type of toy, and we all have lights up lightsabers from our trip to Disneyland earlier in the year.
Oh, sweet.
Which
fist bump for the mouse.
That's right. Fist bump for the mouse. And so we took those all to the park as the sun was going down.
Oh,
and
did you?
All the lights were looking really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And whereupon my younger son and my older son crossed swords and smashed directly through the older son's sword. It shattered like it wasn't even there.
Oh, no.
So now I've got three or four.
We know who has the dark side.
It's pretty much right. Oh. And so after I saw that, I refused to involve mine in any kind of a battle.
Yeah.
So I think they're just for show. Seeing as they're the most expensive lightsabers we've purchased thus far.
Oh, no.
You didn't buy the $200 black edition lightsaber,
no,
did you?
No, but they're like $40 custom built.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the spot at the kiosk.
At Disneyland.
At Disney.
Built there at Disneyland.
Like I saw the new Kylo Ren
lightsaber there. It was like $200.
No, it wasn't quite that much. No, they had like a...
$40 US, so that's close to $200 Canadian.
A basic single bladed, an advanced single bladed, and then a basic double bladed, and an advanced double bladed.
Do you have the sound effects and everything?
Yeah, it's good. It's got the light up. It's got the lights and the sound and everything like that. The expanded blade. It doesn't retract as far into the hilt, because the way it has to be for it to be customizable with just the outside part that goes on. So, anyways, we get there and they smash the sword, and that's fine. And then. I take the Millennium Falcon out for a spin, and it is just the slightest bit windy.
Uh-oh.
Every time it goes above head height, it starts rocketing down the field away from me.
Oops.
It ascends really nicely in a panic to about 30, 40, 60 feet.
Uh-oh.
At which point, it doesn't descend well at all, because I think it when it's descending down through the air from its own fan blades.
Yeah. You have no control
of it. It hits turbulence.
Oh.
So it goes up straight and comes down like a leaf. It comes down sort of and it wobbles and flips over. When it flips over, now the fan blades are shoving it towards the earth as fast as humanly possible, and it slams into the ground every time. So basically it goes up and you have to very carefully let off the motor to let it come down.
Yeah.
Otherwise it just doesn't do very well. So I found that out about a couple times. And then we took it home, and then I find on the packaging, indoor use only.
Oh.
What's the fun in that?
What's the fun exactly? What's the fun in that? You got to let this thing out.
I'm still going to take it outside, but I mean, and the noise drives Lisa crazy. So,
bonus?
Yeah. Not a bonus. No, I agree to that.
She's not here to defend herself, so we can bash her as much as she wants.
That's not fair.
So. No, I'm not bashing her. I'm not bashing her.
Yeah, so that's good. And then...
Go Coke.
We got a variety of, you know, Lego stuff and books. Cool. And
Lego's so big. Well, I shouldn't say still. It kind of is big again now.
It's expensive now.
It's expensive. Well, it's way more expensive than when we were kids.
Big and it's all themed now.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's not just a yellow and a red and a blue brick anymore. It's
No. I got Ghostbusters and one. We have Ninjago and we have a Star Wars set. And we have a Mixels set. And we have all sorts of stuff.
You got like Elsa's castle. We got Cinderella's.
That's right. Elsa's castle.
Carriage and Frozen crap. And I mean, even I've gone for the. And I've gone for the theme. I've got the Big Bang Theory.
Do you mean crap
Lego.
That was Frozen or crap of Frozen?
Crap of Frozen from the movie Frozen. Okay. It wasn't in my freezer. I've got the Big Bang Theory Lego set, and I've got my eye on a couple
you
other
did?
Ones.
That's
I did.
Awesome.
I love it.
Have you got it put together yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's over in the living room, on top of the receiver.
Okay, I'll have to go take a look.
Yeah, take a look at it for
sure. I will have to go take a look.
Because it's got Lego Sheldon, the Amy, and everything.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Have you... You could put the little Lego and Sheldon, Amy.
Oh, we've done like a bunch of different
things. Put them together on top of each other a little bit right now. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, it's you gotta. Now that it's, you know.
It's happened.
Now that
the shamey have consummated.
Oh, my God. They're running a marathon now on comedy.
Yep.
Yeah. Today's the last day. 8 days
I'm so sick of this show.
I don't know if I could watch 8 days straight.
I know. Angela loves it. She's watching it like every day now.
It's on because every other channel is doing a marathon of shit that I don't want to watch.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I don't want to watch Dr. No. No, I don't want to watch 18 hours of Married with Children. So I
Wait a minute. Whoa, who doesn't want to watch 18 hours of Married with Children?
Me.
Okay.
It was a groundbreaking show.
Who controls the remote in the house?
He's at work.
I'm busy on the work at the computer playing the games.
Oh, I see.
I had sick kids the week before Christmas, so
So you have lots
something.
Of time to watch Married with Children, then.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory.
Okay, sorry, Big Bang Theory. Or MASH.
They didn't do a MASH marathon.
Or what else? Matlock. I'm going to watch some Matlock.
Oh, God. But they did, like, Quantum Leap. Ugh, God.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would have watched that one. I like Quantum Leap.
What else did they do?
I did, anyways.
Three's Company. Oh, gee, this is the episode there's a
misunderstanding.
Oh, well, I've seen this one. I would have been better with a fans marathon.
Yeah.
So,
but I think everybody saw all the Friends episodes ever, always, when they were on, 20 times when they were on.
If you can quote them, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you have a comic,
excellent.
Internet comic.
It's shill time.
Let's promote your comic.
It's so funny. You should
tell
bring that up.
Tell us about it. What's the website?
I have a website, www.moongazing.ca. It's a webcomic that's been up for 25 weeks. It's sort of a science fiction, serious comedy thing going on there.
Whoa! Hold on.
A good thing. That's okay. I'm just casually destroying your stuff.
That's okay.
So, yeah. So, come on by. Check it out.
So, you do the drawing yourself. You do the writing.
I do, actually.
It's all
yes.
you.
So, if it sucks, it's all on me. And if it's great, it's all on me. Either way, it's all me.
You can send him his feedback at
www.gazing.ca. It's pretty much the same thing.
Do you have a Twitter account for that?
Comments. Oh, yeah. At Jasonimus Prime.
What? Spell that. Jason?
Jasonimus Prime.
M-S Prime. Okay.
Jasonimus Prime.
Okay.
So you can find, I'm basically Jasonimus Prime.
Right
not
on.
Everywhere online, but quite a few places. Twitter and Instagram, things like that. So.
Right on. So lead character is female, right?
Yeah.
Strong female lead, like everyone wants nowadays, right?
I have a secret... wish to become sort of the webcomic version of Joss Whedon. So I have my strong female lead. I have my quirky secondary characters. Sometimes I'll do serious stuff, and every once in a while there'll be a fart joke. So, you know, it'll all come together. That's the idea anyways. So, but I have no idea if anyone likes it because no one's leaving comments on my page. So please come by, leave some comments. Even some of my best friends have only seen 2 pages.
I wouldn't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no way, Frank.
So it's what, moon gazing?
www.moongazing.ca.
No one types www anymore. Get with the 21st century.
You're asking what the website was. You're not asking what to type in. I do. .ca. .ca.
Oh, ca. Oh, sorry. I want com.
Yeah, no, it's not .com. Moongazing's around. And it's on Facebook at Moongazing Comic is the page on Facebook.
Page 25. Oh, crap. I'm way behind.
Yes, you are just a tiny, tiny bit behind. So there's...
Excellent drawings, Jason, by the way. Yeah, good illustration. Actually,
yeah, there's also a bonus comic.
Nice chat bubbles.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the dialogue bubbles took some time. You'll notice this comic has changed a lot. I started off drawing on paper and scanning it in and could never find a proper way to clean up the scans.
Your menu's a little weird, though.
Yes,
your
it's
Your page
very, very
menus
strange.
Are weird. It goes from page 1 to page 10.
I know. I need to find – it's on WordPress.
Okay. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I need to find a theme that's actually for web comics that has forwards and back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So right now that's just an unsorted list of the pages. It's really dumb. I don't really care for it. But,
so why am I, the comic I'm looking at here, you got some guy in a metal suit talking to his wrist. Is that an Apple Watch?
That's Jenny.
Okay.
No, no, and this is the future.
Oh, it's the future. Okay, so it's not an Apple Watch because they went out of business because they suck.
She's in a space suit.
That's a she?
That's a she. Okay, so we're speaking
about like
artistic
me.
Skills. That's
I don't see any breastises.
Well, because she's in a spacesuit. Okay? And so, as people may have noticed...
Well, don't spacesuits have moldings for breastises?
Okay, I am pointing to the Phasma figure.
Captain Phasma I have right
there
here.
There you go. Well notable for having notable breastises plates.
There are no breastises.
That's right. But that's a woman in there.
Huh.
So...
All right, I'll let it go this time.
That's
the
good.
The next comic page better have breastises.
No, well, no.
We'll okay, see. Anyways, looks like she's playing with this purple ball thing that turns into flames.
You know, that's slightly out of context. You know, the purple ball really does take some explaining. So,
I think it's cool. It's a ball.
It's
and then
a purple ball that tried to
next
kill
frame
her.
It's flames. It's a purple flame.
No, it's not really.
That's wicked.
It's supposed to be.
Jason, it's wicked.
Changing. It is wicked.
Yeah, there we go.
It's clearly wicked. So. Uh-oh.
I'm getting the wrap it up single. Okay. Signal from my wife. Well, late. Oh, shit. It's 8 o'clock.
It is.
I got to get to bed.
Yes, well, this was true. So. Mm-hmm. So. Anyways, it's been great coming on the podcast. It's been another lifelong dream has finally been fulfilled.
I'm glad you could be on. I'm glad we had all these guests on tonight.
I can
Angela,
check it off the bucket
list. You
want
to come help close out the episode?
I was just telling Frank, since you've been sitting here the entire time.
I was just taking a pee.
I'm thrilled to finally be on the podcast.
Yay!
I can check it off the bucket list.
Oh, we're on a bucket list.
There you go.
He calls it his bucket list.
Yeah, well.
Bucket.
Yeah, well, you know.
Shh, there's a job behind you.
Yeah, there is that.
He's not paying attention, but still.
Ah, bucket.
Ah, bucket.
It's mine. It's okay.
Okay, we want to thank Kathy, Rob, and Jason. Being on Fairly Drunk Parents this evening.
Fairly Drunk Parents.
Yeah, that's in the title song, honey.
Any chance to sing? I've got a microphone.
You want to sing us out?
I don't. Okay, then.
Old enzyme.
Old enzyme?
Did you say old enzyme?
Old enzymes should be in your pocket. What?
Sing us out.
Should old acquaintance me forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and the old of something lingers on.